Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fists. I'm your host, Keaton, joined by my co-host, Sam. It's your favorite show without an intro, and we are live. So we're bringing you an ACC season preview here. We just wrapped up the Big 12, and the ACC is one of the last Power Four conference that we have to kind of go through, pick our winners or losers, and yeah, 4 days away from week zero starting up.
Yeah. I mean, ACC is the only conference we really get a game out of this weekend.
Yep, we get Florida State and Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Little conference matchup to start off the season.
And it's an interesting game for Florida State to start off the year, considering the year they had
Yeah, if they're
and
gonna have a hangover.
losing a lot of key pieces on that team, to say the least. So
I think Florida State's gonna be way less explosive this year.
yeah,
Just
I
looking from the
mean, has
quarterback, like.
any team that DJ played on been explosive?
No, that's the main reason why I'm saying that. You
Yeah.
go from Jordan Travis to DJ, and DJ's a great kid, man. I don't know him personally, obviously, but he seems like a great kid with a good head on his shoulders. But
Yeah.
when it comes to producing explosive plays, it doesn't seem like he's been in an offense that's really done that.
But he is like a, he doesn't, I wouldn't say he turns the ball over a lot. He's like a good game manager. Like, he's a little better than a game manager, but he's not like, you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah. You just want to start with Florida State off rip?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Looking at Florida State last year, 13-1 ACC champs, 12-0 in the regular season, left out of the college football playoff. Losing Jordan Travis, Keon Coleman, Trey
Johnny Wilson.
Benson, Johnny Wilson. Yeah, I don't know. In
On the
my notes,
defense,
yeah.
Jared Verse.
Yeah, and Jared Verse is looking like an all pro already in camp. I'm looking at my notes here, and I have written hangover for Florida State. But, Matt Norvell is a solid coach. I think that if they let last year like linger, then I think this team's gonna have like a issue. Like they gotta get fan base has to get over it. They gotta get over it. And they just gotta go out and win football games.
Yeah. I mean, they just have to get that first. Like, you beat a good team, you're like, all right, last year's in the past, you know what I mean?
It wouldn't surprise me if Georgia Tech gives them problems week one.
I think I was gonna say that I'm probably leaning towards taking the points at Georgia Tech, but
Hey, Haynes King can make some plays happen with his
yeah.
feet, with his arm. He can make some stuff happen,
And
and
that's a team that's, they've been together.
yeah, and yeah, just looking at Georgia Tech, 7-6 last year, 8 offensive stars returning, 4 on the defense. It are we breaking down? Are we just breaking down the week zero game right now? Or no?
Yeah. Might as well just start and
All
get that out of the
right,
way.
all right, and. I know I always look into this too much, but I think it says something for them going to Dublin. And I know Georgia Tech's gotta go to Dublin too, but I gotta search up the logistics. I was listening to a pod before and it says that Georgia Tech's made the travel before or something. So I think like whenever you're going to another country and playing, if you've done it before, I think it gives you an upper hand because I think it's completely different. Just getting the body acclimated, like you said, it's a different playing surface. It's just different. Like the whole,
You know when to leave and like
yeah,
when to take off school.
the whole operation from A to Z is it's like not a regular travel. It's different from putting your gear on like a I don't know how they fly the equipment. Like, do they put it on a boat or is it on a fucking
I don't
like
know. Yeah.
it's just a bunch of stuff and it's like the food's different there. You gotta it's just a whole different thing. And obviously like the spotlight's on you. You're visiting a different country, so you're probably doing extracurricular like things.
And
You
you're
know?
like Florida State coming off that year, like you don't feel pressure, like you feel a little pressure,
Yeah, hopefully they want to get the taste of getting 60 hung on them in the
Yeah.
Orange Bowl from Georgia.
Well, there's only how many get those guys back, like starter wise, like 4-4.
Yeah. But Florida State's the favorite to win the ACC. If we're looking at the game right now, Florida State's minus 10.5.
Oh, that
And
dropped.
yeah, and it's dropped. FanDuel just showed me the trend. It's dropped. Money line is plus 330 for Georgia Tech. Dude, they're not ever getting two touches. I'm saying this game's gonna be a close game,
I
especially
think
in the
it opened
first.
at 13, right?
Yeah, if we're looking at first and second first half play, it wouldn't surprise me if it's a one possession game going in the half. What
Yeah.
happens in the second half, though, I can't predict. But
Well, Florida State, they got a transfer receiver from Bama, transfer receiver from LSU, and a running back transfer from Bama. So, I mean, there's obviously skill at
I
the skill
mean,
positions.
yeah, the talent's there. I'm not doubting that.
Yeah.
It's just,
I mean, it's first week all playing together, so.
I just think it's a weird game.
Yeah, I would not pick that coming off the season they had, for my week one game, but.
Yeah. Also in week zero, we got Montana State at New Mexico, SMU at Nevada, and Western Carolina at NC State. Fuck, I might just go to that game. I might just go to Western Carolina at NC State. I might make the trip down to Raleigh just to see some college football live. Oh, no. Never mind. I don't know how to read dates.
Yeah, I was gonna say I thought SMU and what's their face were the only teams playing.
Yeah, guys, just cross that off. I don't know how. This is the second time I made this mistake. I do not know how to read dates. So we have Florida State at Georgia Tech, SMU at Nevada. And Saturday night, I'm looking forward to watching SMU at Nevada. Even though it's not going to be a good game. We're going to talk about the ACC. SMU is one of those teams coming in that I think could cause a ruckus in the ACC.
Yeah, explosive offense, returning a lot of guys on that offense too.
Yep. Quarterback experienced. Yeah, we'll get into that SMU in a little bit, but yeah, that's week zero. So I got Florida State winning the Georgia Tech game, but I think I have Georgia Tech covering.
Yeah, I'm leaning Georgia Tech too. What's the over under? 50 something.
55 and a half.
Seems a little big for week one in Dublin. Eh.
Yeah, I don't think there's gonna be 55 and a half points scored.
Maybe the under. Maybe the under.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's week zero for you. Florida State, we kind of talked about DJ and crew. Like I said, DJ, great kid, but he's not a game breaker.
No. But if he has the playmakers around him, who knows?
Yep. So let's go into Clemson sitting at plus 360. The defense is gonna be solid.
Yeah,
Offense, I
they
really
are
like the.
losing a lot on the defense though, right?
Yeah, so they're at. They're only returning two starters on the defense side of the ball.
And they don't get transfers.
Yeah, so I was looking at my notes and I'm looking at the transfers added and it says zero.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just K Klubnik being a five star hasn't really done anything. They lose Shipley, but I honestly, their running back behind Shipley was better than Shipley last year.
Moffa, or what's his
Yeah,
name?
Ma, he had like 13 tutties, I think.
Yeah.
He's a really solid back. Yeah, it's just, I think this is a make or break year for Dabo. But like, it's like, it kind of gets blown out of proportion just because Clemson was like really, really good.
Like
Like
they were up
from,
there with Bama on the top.
yeah, like they were really good for those years. And whenever you see a team like that even take a back step, like 9-4, solid, solid stuff,
Anywhere
but
else, you know, that's a so like I can't even say that because Clemson was never like that.
like
Like he brought them to like the top, but they were never there before, so you can't like.
yeah, but it was for those years from 20 let's go from Taj Boyd, they were
Yeah, but
similar.
Taj never even like his squad never really broke through like that.
Yeah, not Natty, but they were still in the big BCS like game,
Yeah, New
bowl,
Year's Six game, yeah. They're kind of like a Penn State.
like dude, I had to watch Taj Boyd in that receiving corps of who
Sammy
was
Watkins and
Sammy
DeAndre Hopkins.
Watkins, DeAndre Hopkins, just go all over Ohio State in the Orange Bowl. but yeah, I think Clemson,
And I
I
think
don't.
that's been the biggest thing with Clemson. They just haven't had the playmakers on offense like they normally did.
Well, yeah, he doesn't want to, you gotta adapt to this.
Yeah, he doesn't like he's a, not for NIL, right?
I think they gotta do some NIL, but transfer portal shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clemson. That's really all I got on Clemson. I think this year is really gonna tell where Dabo's gonna go in the next couple.
Yeah, I but you can't like fire him because he's not having like bad years.
Yeah, I don't think they'll fire him, but I think they might have a conversation like that. Though you gotta
You got to
adapt,
use
maybe.
transfers, yeah.
Let's go down to I think one of the most hyped teams in the ACC, Miami Hurricanes, sitting at +400 to win. I know you're high on Miami. You can just take it away.
Yeah, I'm real high on Miami. They got they're real good on both lines of scrimmage. Real good. Like SEC type size, you know,
Yeah,
skill.
just use Josh Pete's quote right from him.
But then you got Cam Ward, a quarterback who you were real high on last year. I don't know why you're not high on this Miami team. And then I think Damian Martinez is going to be the biggest piece to this team.
I just can't get high on Miami. My body won't let me. My body rejects Miami. It just won't let me believe Miami is gonna like they're saying if this team doesn't go 10-2, it's a and like yeah, their schedule's cupcake proud and shit, but I just can't believe in Cristobal in Miami. And I don't know how you can. You've watched him at Oregon, you watch him pull the same mistakes that he's done at Miami, at Oregon, hasn't learned from them.
He
And
just get he gets players though.
yeah, he gets players, but okay. All right.
It's just like who else
Miami's
in
gonna
this
go in this
conference?
Miami's gonna go into the swamp, beat Florida week one. The hype's gonna be astronomical.
Oh, you think
Then
they're gonna win now?
watch. They're gonna play some bottom tier ACC team at Miami in front of 15,000 people and a bunch of green seats open and lose the game and lose a game. It's a guarantee. I am guarantee you that they have one of those hiccups this year.
I mean, but I think they could suffer at least one and still be fine.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm saying that they're gonna have a hiccup, and I don't think it's it. They're gonna make noise in the ACC. They're not gonna make noise on a national level, though.
Yeah, but if they can, like, if they win the conference, they're in, so.
Yeah. And then they won't make noise in there, though.
I don't know. That's my team to pick it. I already go there and say it. That's my team to win.
All right, so looking at their schedule, open up at Florida. I want Florida to win this game. I truly do. I truly want Florida to win this game. It's just probably not going to happen. Florida A&M win, Ball State win 3-0. Then they go at South Florida, win 4-0. And this game right here is the game that they're gonna lose.
There's a pit.
Nope. It's a Friday night game in Miami against Virginia Tech. They're gonna
Yeah,
lose
but
that game.
Virginia Tech's a good team. I wouldn't call that a hiccup.
Okay. All right. I'll even have a more wild take. The following week, October 5th. Well, yeah, October 5th.
So they lose it like in just like every Miami team after they lose one, they're just gonna go downhill.
Here's one of my surprise. They go to one of my surprise teams in the ACC, the California Golden Bears. They go coast to coast. No, listen. They gotta go to Berkeley. They go to Berkeley. They lose.
Somebody clip that.
And if they don't lose that game, they lose the following week at Louisville.
So now you got two games they can.
And then they probably and then they got Florida State comes to Hard Rock too. There, I'm telling, there's games on there to be lost.
But I think, I mean, they're all winnable, like.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying there's like that'd be fucking losses. Like, yeah, they could beat the brakes off Virginia Tech. They could beat the brakes off Cal.
I
Louisville
think
though,
that Virginia Tech game will be good, but
Friday night, that's gonna be a hell of a game.
yeah.
September 27th. Yeah. I can't buy stock in this Miami team.
Well, I'm drinking all the Miami Kool-Aid, so.
I've been wrong. I have been wrong in the past, and I've been mildly wrong. And this might be one of the ones that I'm mildly wrong, and we're looking at the playoff, and they're number three in the country.
I think nowadays, I mean, it's hard to predict anything just because the transfer portal and all this moving around. But
I gotta see it before I buy.
yeah, I
And
feel that.
I'll see you August 31st at the Swamp.
Tough matchup, yeah.
We'll see it. All right, let's go into NC State with the fourth best odds in the ACC, sitting at +600 to win the ACC. Picked up Grayson McCall from Coastal Carolina. Picked up
Jordan Waters from Duke. He's a good running back.
Jordan Waters from Duke. Picked up, I keep on forgetting his first name, but Rogers, the receiver from
No, Rogers. Yeah.
No Rogers from Ohio State. I think they missed on they missed on so Devin Leary was their quarterback
Yeah, but then he left.
2 years ago. Then he left to Kentucky. Who was their quarterback last year?
Was it MJ Morris?
I don't think he started.
Yeah, they had another kid.
Oh,
They like rotated.
so it said from the passing should be from Jacoby. Was Armstrong there last year still?
Oh yeah. Armstrong
Yeah.
from Virginia. Yeah. But
And
he
let me,
got hurt, didn't he?
yeah, and let me tell you something about Armstrong. I was really high on Armstrong going to NC State. I love watching my Virginia. I love that Virginia squad that he was on 3 years ago. It just didn't work out at NC State. But I think NC State's going to be a solid squad.
That's a team that always plays good defense, and their
Good
defense was
defense.
really good last year. If they could have scored a little more points, you know, they would have made some
Yep.
noise.
Yep, and their defense is going to be good again. And it's going to be on that offense, and I think they've filled their missing pieces on the offensive side of the ball to make some noise in the ACC. So.
I think ACC is a little more like. You kind of have a feeling who the teams can win it, but it's still wide open.
There is some key matchups for NC State early on, though. There are some key matchups.
I know they play Tennessee, right?
Yep. So they open up on a Thursday against Western Carolina down here in Raleigh.
Oh yeah, you're
Then
going to that.
I wish that was this week. I would definitely go. But week two, it's a neutral site game in Charlotte against Tennessee. I don't know how neutral site that is. I don't know. Tennessee fans travel. But it's going to be there at Bank of America Stadium down there in Charlotte. That's a big early game. Tennessee is a tough squad. Louisiana Tech the following week. And then after that, they go at Clemson. Those are
That's like, yeah.
two key games in September that they're probably They should be looking to split that, I think.
And if you win those, like you're looking at the rest of the schedule, it's not like it's not that hard at all.
Yeah, I know, but those two key games, I think you have to split those. You can't go 0-2 in those.
Yeah.
But if you come out 2-0 in those, there you go.
Yeah.
But they got to go at Clemson though, so I think they're more likely to split them than to go 2-0. But there is a chance that they could go 0-2 in this whole thing.
Yeah, definitely. Because they play at Clemson, which is the tough part.
Yeah, but you look at the rest of the schedule, and it's they could win out the rest. So even if they do lose both those games, you're looking at,
Only one conference loss, which would get you probably in the conference
yeah, and you're
championship.
looking at the ceiling at 10-2.
Yeah.
The floor, if they drop one of those games, the floor is probably 8-4.
Yeah, maybe drop two of those games somehow.
Just looking at UNC, gotta travel at Cal.
Big Cal, yeah, big Cal guy.
Yeah, but I say the ceiling, you're sitting at 10-2. Well, all right, the absolute ceiling is probably 11-1.
Yeah. If they have like a real good year.
Probably looking at 10-2, 9-3 type of season.
Yeah, I feel like that's been consistent with they've been around there for a good while.
Yeah. Another lore. So I had a three-leg parlay 3 years ago. Might have been two, three, probably 3 years ago. Last leg. So I forget what the first leg was. The second leg was Purdue money line against someone, and it was a Big Ten matchup. Came down to the wire. They ended up winning. Last leg was Clemson at NC State. And I'll
What,
never
that
forget.
overtime game?
Yep. What a and I got bailed out many times because NC State's kicker missed three field goals. And that might have been some of the worst play calling I've seen in the overtime. But yeah, that was a heartbreaker. But that the Wolfpack ever since then. Wolfpack up, you know. But let's go into Virginia Tech down there in Blacksburg, Virginia. They're sitting at plus 1,000 to win the ACC. And this is a squad that's gonna, I think, could make some noise in the ACC this year.
Yeah, I mean they got Kyron Jones at quarterback. They're gonna be really good, like run game.
They finished the season strong last year. We're looking at they finished, so they 7-6 last year. Their whole offense is coming back. You got eight starters on defense coming back. This is a team. Don't be surprised come December, they're in the college football playoff.
Yeah, I mean they could very easily win this conference.
And I'm not even saying I don't even think they need to win the conference to get in.
Dude,
I think they could
you
be I think they could be 1 through 12 and not all right, not 1 through 12. They could be 5 through 12 in here.
you think so? If they don't win the conference, like how good do you think the conference winner like record's gonna be?
I'm just saying, I don't think
Like
that
if they
they're,
go in there undefeated and lose, are you saying?
yeah, like they don't have to like go like 13-0 and
No, but I feel like this conference winner is going to have two losses.
that's valid. I still think that if you look at their schedule though, it's tailor-made to get them to the championship, to the ACC championship. I think they could go 11-1.
Let's obviously you already said the Miami game. Who else do they play?
Clemson at
Rutgers,
home.
Rutgers is a tricky one, man. Don't sleep on Rutgers.
That is kind of that. Okay. 11-1's the ceiling. I give them in that NC State range. There's a couple
Yeah,
games
because
on here that they could drop.
Clemson's their only real like top. That's her. They only have two teams in the top 25 right now that they play. Like they don't play Florida State. They don't play NC State.
Yeah, like this is a tailor-made schedule to make a run.
Yeah.
And obviously there's games on, like looking ahead, I can easily say that, but as the season goes on, like I could be like, damn, that Georgia Tech's game is gonna be tough. Oh, going to the Carrier Dome and playing at Syracuse, that's a tough game. Going to Duke and seeing what Malik Murphy and Manny Diaz looks like
Yeah.
I could be totally wrong. This could be a 7 or 8 win team, but I just don't see it. I see them being at that 9 to 11 win range.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, a lot of they still haven't done it yet, but they have a lot of guys back, and they click towards the end of the year.
Yeah, so looking at their schedule last year, I mean, all right, so they start their first six game. All right, I'm just gonna do it this way. Old Dominion win last year. I mean, Purdue at home, they end up losing. That's yeah. At Rutgers, they got swamped by 15. Lost at Marshall. See, look, he beat Pitt, lost Florida State, beat Wake Forest, beat Syracuse, got swamped by Louisville, beat Boston College, lost by a touchdown to NC State, and then beat the brakes off Virginia. Hold on.
That was the bowl game? Or what was the bowl game? They played in like the rain.
They beat the brakes off Tulane. So maybe they didn't finish as strong as I remember.
Yeah, but losing by one score to NC State, like that.
Yeah. But I'm not going to change my sentiment. I'm gonna stand 10 toes down on 9 to 11 wins for Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I
And
mean, that's definitely their ceiling with their schedule.
I could be dead wrong.
Yeah.
I could be so wrong and some are funny.
Just like South Carolina last year.
Was I oh I dude, I'm actually glad you brought that up because everyone's like, "Oh, like whenever in my online dynasty, oh, South Carolina, like I've been on the Gamecocks for a minute now.
Yeah,
Like
I know.
I have been on the Gamecocks now for 2 years. And this is, I think I did have some crazy ass takes with him, but Saban backed me up at SEC Media Day. He said that last year South Carolina wasn't as bad as they just got injured, and that was that. I'm telling you, South Carolina is not far away. Beamer's knocking at the door, and the Norah Zellers just got named starter today, which was obviously always going to happen. I never got why Ashford transferred from
Auburn.
Auburn to
Yeah.
SC. He should have went to like a group of five school probably if he wanted to see the field. But I'm actually glad you brought that up because I was really high. I did say some wild shit about South Carolina last year. I think I had them in the SEC championship game or something like that.
Yeah, you did, I think. And I was heavy on North Carolina the first week, so.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm gonna write that in my notes, so I can bring it up, because I was high on them.
Who's the next team? Oh no.
All right, so let's go down to Louisville, plus 1,000 to win the conference. Jeff Brohm obviously didn't finish the season. I was surprised about Louisville's performance against Florida State. Obviously, Florida State had a solid ass D, but
Yeah, they couldn't score.
and it was kind of disappointing, man. It was really disappointing to see Jeff Brohm not have his team prepared to go into Pitt, a 2-win team. And get the doors blown off them like that.
Yeah. I mean, they have the quarterback back for his eighth year.
Tyler Shaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Conley. I will say though, one of their top portal gets Colin Lacey from South of the Alabama Jags. He is out the first out. I want to say he's probably out 5 weeks to start the season. He broke his collarbone. 2 days ago. So
Jeez.
he's gonna be out for a couple weeks. Yeah, and then Ja'Cory Brooks from Bama. Yeah. I
I
mean
mean,
Jeff
the offense is going to be there, I think, right?
yeah, offense on a Jeff Brohm thing offense the offense will always be there. It comes
Yeah.
down to the execution and making some mistakes. You watched Louisville last year. They threw some of the worst picks I've ever seen. They would fumble the ball when you wouldn't want to fumble the ball. But when they were clicking, watch that Notre Dame game. They blew the doors off of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when they were clicking on all cylinders. But sometimes those wheels on those Jeff Brohm teams just like come off, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I expect them to be towards the top this year. I don't know about like 10 wins again, but I think they'll be a tough team.
I see a bunch of these ACC teams in the same
I
avenue.
feel like you can like make a case for any of them, and I wouldn't call you an idiot.
Yeah, like just wait till we get down to, I mean, yeah. But yeah, that's Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna call you an idiot later on, but
Yeah, let's get into SMU. Southern Methodist University, that's what SMU stands for. I
they're in
think they're,
Dallas.
yep, I think they're gonna make a
That was a UCLA joke, by the way.
yeah, funny.
You think
I
they're gonna
think
make a
SM,
championship?
no, I'm not gonna say that. I think they're gonna make some noise in the ACC. I think give them 2 years to get like accustomed to being in a power conference because they still got their American roster and stuff, but give
Yeah.
them a couple years with the Power Four resources and then them being able to use that to their advantage in recruiting. And you know,
Yeah,
SMU got
NIL.
money.
Yeah.
SMU got money. They
Yeah.
got money. Like they got, I will say they probably got top three money in the ACC. Top one, who am I?
They got
Miami's
the
got
death
the,
penalty.
yeah, like SMU's got like they got some big time boosters, and
Yeah.
once they utilize that to their advantage in the Power Four, I'm telling you, SMU's gonna be SMU's gonna be good, and they got a veteran roster, right?
Yeah, they have a lot of guys back.
11-3 last year. Eight offensive starters returning, six on the defensive side of the ball. We're looking at we got Preston Stone
Yeah.
being the quarterback.
I mean, they'll have an explosive offense, you know,
Yeah,
with SMU.
yeah.
They're gonna put up the points, but
I worry
I
about
don't
them
know
on
if
the
that
defensive.
defense,
Yep, I worry
yeah.
about them on the defensive side of the ball in the ACC, just off physicality and size and skill and stuff like that.
Yeah, like
But
anytime you go from group of five to like, I mean, I guess it's power four now. It's a big difference.
And I think it's just gonna take, I think they're gonna be able to make some noise this year, but obviously not like all the noise. But out of the teams coming in, I think they're gonna be one of the better ones.
Yeah.
Who did I watch them against last? Last year I watched them against,
Tulane.
it must have been a different American team I watched. I watched an American team. Was it Tulane versus Ole Miss last year in the regular
Yeah,
season?
yeah.
Yeah. And Tulane kind of hung in there for the first half, you know?
No, it was real close, and then Ole Miss like pulled away at the end.
Yeah, because I
Like
think
they got
around,
a stupid turnover or something.
yeah. So the I think I and that's a top tier American team in Tulane, given Ole Miss everything that they could have early in the season. So I think SMU's gonna, just looking at their schedule, I'm actually really excited to watch them against Nevada. If they lose that game, I might just delete this pod episode. 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, 4-1, 4-2, 5-2,
SMU
possibly
did
5.
play Oklahoma last year and TCU.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think they're going to be an exciting team to. I think they bring some flair to the ACC at least.
Yeah, they're gonna be a good team to watch for sure.
Yep. Let's go to North Carolina plus 3,600 to win the ACC. Max Johnson at quarterback, correct?
Yeah.
Yep, and then solid running back, and say his name.
Amarian Hampton, I think it's how you pronounce it.
Yep.
I
I
mean, I
mean,
think under Mac Brown, the offense will be good.
yeah, but you know what struggled with Mac Brown? The offensive line.
Yeah. Hasn't been great.
Sam Howell was running for his life. Drake May was running for his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year could have been a lot better for them what they finished, 8-5. I had the over on 8 wins, and they like just kind of like blew some games later in the year that they should have won.
And that's been North Carolina in the past couple of years, though. Like, I've been high on North Carolina, and they just continue to disappoint. So I'm gonna probably have them at 7 or 8 wins.
Yeah, I think you can almost pencil them in for that.
Yeah, they were 8-5 last year. 4 offensive starters returning, 7 defensive starters. It's just like I'm done buying into North Carolina because I've done it the past couple of years, and it's just like.
Yeah, until they beat the brakes off Minnesota week 1, and we're like, okay, maybe they are.
That game will probably be 10-3.
Like Nebraska, Minnesota to open last year.
It's probably gonna be 10-6 with like 50 rush or 55 rushing attempts between both teams.
But North Carolina also has a, let's say, a favorable schedule,
You could
considering that
say
they don't play the good teams till last.
yeah, I mean you can say that with all the ACC
Yeah, I guess,
teams.
yeah.
But it's like you got like two top dogs in that conference, probably.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Let's go into let's go into Syracuse plus 6,000 to win the conference. Kyle McCord, quarterback in the squad. I got Syracuse at like
Six, maybe seven.
six, maybe 7 wins. 6-7 last year. 9 offensive starters returning. Hold on. 5 on defense. Yeah, I mean, I've really got nothing to say for Syracuse. Good luck with
Yeah,
Kyle
I
McCord,
mean,
though. That's all I
yeah,
got to say.
who was our quarterback last year?
Schrader, the guy who would
Schrader,
always.
Schrader,
Yeah,
Schrader, yeah.
Schrader.
And going from him to McCord, I don't think that's too much of a step up.
Well, he was hurt for the second part of the season on his throwing arm,
Yeah.
and he couldn't throw. And then, like, literally, they were running Wildcat the whole second half of the season, and it's pretty impressive. They beat Pitt, and they couldn't throw the fucking ball. They couldn't throw the ball. They had their tight end
Oh,
at.
wait, who
They
was the
had.
running back? I can't.
But, dude. Syracuse had
Yeah.
their tight end who played quarterback in high school at quarterback against Pitt running Wildcat because Schrader could only like Schrader couldn't throw the ball. And Syracuse still beat Pitt. I've totally forgot about that last year. Syracuse for the whole second part of the season couldn't throw the ball.
Yeah, and you were that's another team you were real high on last year.
Yeah, because I get these teams that help me out gambling, I get like infatuated with them, and then it turns out that they're not very good at all. You gotta like think the season's 12 weeks long, and some of these teams are good for like three weeks.
Yeah.
But it's
It, I
just
feel like
like,
Syracuse is always one of those teams.
yeah, like Syracuse, you get a couple good. Like I'll be on Syracuse in September. I gotta watch Kyle McCord in that offense. I am not saying I am not putting any bones in the Kyle McCord crate. But yeah, let's go down to Cal. So Cal sitting at plus 8,500. They're not gonna win the conference, but I ain't gonna lie, I kind of like them.
Yeah, I mean, I just found out that you were high on this team. So, I mean, Otten's a real good back.
Exactly. And that is reason number one. They got a couple solid transfers. I think they're a team to watch in the ACC, and that's all the reasoning that I have. I just think the ACC is pretty wide open, too, like in the mid tier. thing. I think they could make some noise. And I think this team's coming from the East Coast all the way to the West and Berkeley. I think that, I know I keep on bringing this up, and I don't know how big of a, but I am telling, dude, Miami from South Florida, has to go all the way to Cal after a Virginia Tech game.
Yeah,
I'm
that's a
telling
bad
you.
matchup. Well, not matchup, but bad, like.
It's a favorable matchup for Miami because they're really big on the defensive line, so that
Yeah,
run
I'm
game.
saying like not bad matchup, but like I don't even know how to put it.
Travel.
Yeah, like just bad sequence of weeks, like bad break type deal.
Georgia Tech's sitting at plus 10,000 to win the ACC. I can see them reaching. So, like we kind of talked about Georgia Tech a little earlier, but returning the majority of their offense. Finished the season 7-6 last year. I could see them getting bowl eligible, sitting at a 6-6 again.
I think they could be 7 wins again. Yeah. Just a
Haynes
solid
King.
team. I mean, you don't want to sleepwalk into there because you know they could beat you, but.
Let's go take a trip down to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I mean, I can just sit here and let you talk for 30 minutes.
So Pitt's sitting at plus 12,000 to win the ACC. And this might be my favorite bet of the college football season. I truly, truly believe, and I won't know till I watch week one against Kent State. But I know for a fact that if this offense is what I think it is, I know the defense will come ready to play. Look out for Pitt to make the ACC championship game. And I think at plus 12,000, it was plus 15,000 before. I think at plus 12,000, that is great value. And I know they only won three games last year. I understand that. But Cignetti should have been gone 2 years ago. That motherfucker should have never been in charge of the offense last year. They missed on Phil. Phil should have had the shortest leash ever. Why he got so much leash never makes sense to me. Cignetti set this program back 2 years at the least. And I think Cade Bell, new offensive coordinator, just turn on some Western Carolina tape and you'll see what this offense does. Pitt hasn't named a starter yet. It's either going to be Nate Yardnell or Eli Holstein.
It's probably going to be Yarnell to start at least, right?
Yarnell's going to start probably, but Eli's probably going to get some reps against Kent State. I don't like that. I don't like having a QB competition into the season. I like having that QB competition done in camp, and then that's that. The team can get behind the quarterback because I think whenever you have a con, I think it kind of divides people in the locker room. Because they think this person should be starting over it
Yeah,
and all
I don't.
that.
You
Not a
just
fan
kind of
of
got
the.
to like, You didn't mean Cignetti, right? When you were saying that.
He was the OC last year.
I thought he was the one who left. Oh, wait, yeah, never mind, never mind, never mind. Okay.
So K Bell comes in from Western Carolina. He brought in a couple of his receivers from Western Carolina. Obviously smaller guys, but speedsters. They can probably break a game wide open. Brought in the running back, smaller guy, Desmond Reed, to complement Rodney Hammond. So you're gonna have Rodney Hammond, Desmond Reed, Derek Davis played really good at this. Jeez. Derek Davis played really good at the scrimmage on Saturday. And the first scrimmage, Pitt's offense kind of struggled just off of some procedural errors, false starts, receivers not being set. Second scrimmage, though, all that shit wiped away. Really no false starts, none of that. They beat the defense. And this offense, just search up Western Carolina last year, whatever. Cade Bell goes fast. And obviously, I don't know if Pitt has the personnel yet to go the speed that he wants to go just because like they were in a pro style offense before.
Anything could
And
be better than that offense last year.
it's like totally switching it. It's going from like a slow paced offense to like a really fast paced offense. And I am telling you, this offense is going to create some problems. Kenny Johnson out wide, fucking Mumfield's a stud. Bartholomew at tight
Bartholomew.
end.
Yeah. I mean, they have the pieces for sure.
And I think at plus 12,000, I think it's worth taking, especially with their schedule.
Yeah.
Because I think they can find their way in the ACC championship game. And then you can, I just looking at Kent State, W at Cincinnati. Don't love that game just because it's the week before the Backyard Brawl. But W, West Virginia, W, 3-0. Youngstown State, W, 4-0. At UNC, kind of nervous, but Pitt's had no problems with UNC like going there. I
Yeah.
mean, W, 5-0. Cal, 6-0.
But
Syracuse, 7-0. I
you
could.
gotta account for pit losses, man. Come
I got one coming up at SMU, L.
on.
Virginia, W. Clemson coming to Pitt. Give me Pitt. Like, I'm looking at 10 and 2 at the 10 and 2 is the ceiling, I think, this year for Pitt.
Yeah.
I could also see this season going terribly wrong, though. And I understand that.
Five, 6 wins.
I could see that. But Pitt at plus 1200, I am definitely putting $100 on that. There is without a doubt on my mind, I am putting $100 on Pitt to win the ACC. I just cannot because this team should be good. And if Narduzzi wins 5 games this year, get him out of Pittsburgh, please.
You got to make some type of change, yeah.
Because he's, oh, and I don't want to hear about all Pitt's like since this year put the most amount of players in the NFL. I don't care about it. I don't. It's about winning games. It's
Yeah.
about winning games here. So, what else about Pitt? So Pitt went 3-9 last year. They're returning 7 on offense, 5 on defense. Little question marks on corner. Probably gonna see Gandy and Rashad battle in kind of a rotation there. Safeties. Donovan McMillan. I will say Pitt has a problem at, on the defensive line,
Really?
especially at defensive end.
That's usually their salt one where they're solid at though.
Yep, but it's been talks and can't. It's just some young guys are probably gonna have to step up. They're small at the position as well, so that's gonna be tough. Not really worried about the linebackers. I just. Offensive line, I'm not worried. Like, I don't see any reason why this team shouldn't win games this year.
Yeah, I'm having them at like 7. I do have them beating West Virginia this year. I don't think that Narduzzi is going to lose to West Virginia this year.
It's just, it's like when you first, like, actually, I want you to never do not turn on the Western Carolina tape. Literally just watch them week one. And look at how different the offense is.
Well, it can't be any worse and slower than last year's.
Yeah, but it's like told like it's not like oh that's just like it's like a totally different type of offense. But
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to this year for the Pitt Panthers, and yeah, hopefully it's like last year. I don't know how you watch those games.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't. I mean, I watched them just 'cause they were funny.
Yeah, it was actually like the most pee-wee shit I've ever watched on the Power Five level, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Duke moving into Duke at plus 15,000. Malik Murphy named the starter. Manny Diaz, first year head coach. Well, not his
Well,
first year, like first
first
year
year at
at
Duke.
Duke.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's head coach at Miami, and we know what Miami does. That's what Miami does. Yeah, I got Duke probably at 5, 6 wins.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Eight and five last year.
I think Manny Diaz is a like a hell of a defensive coach, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, their defense and secondary is going to be solid.
Yeah, it's just the offensive side of the ball. Malik Murphy's kind of a wild card, I think. I mean, we've seen him last year.
Yeah, he's this 5-star guy and like all this, but. We've seen him like almost throw like 5 picks within 5 plays.
Yeah.
So Yeah, that's Duke for you.
That's pretty much all the rest are kind of just like, yeah.
Yeah, so that's just so you got Boston College, Virginia, Wake Forest, Stanford. Watch out for Wake Forest to take a step up this year. I will say that though. They struggled replacing Sam Hartman last year. I think they got a transfer in that can be a viable option at Wake Forest. The thing about Wake Forest that's really annoying to watch is so their offensive staff, their head coach developed this whole new like offense with the mesh point shit. Where let's hold the ball as long as so the linebacker, bro. That shit does not work against good teams. Like that can work against like the bottom feeders and the mid tier teams, but against a good team, bro, that defensive line's crashing hard on your ass. Is
They
it
got a transfer
interesting?
from Tech, Louisiana
Yeah,
Tech.
yeah. It's an interesting offense to watch, just because like it's a really weird offense to watch.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, and then you got Stanford at +50,000. Great receiver though, and Iyamura or whatever. He single-handedly beat Colorado last year. And
Yeah, yeah.
mossed Travis Hunter like four times.
Yeah, I'm not really expecting much from them at all.
I will say though, this is really weird, but in my one dynasty on NCAA, Stanford became so fucking good. Like I
All
was
the
like, oh.
money.
I was like, oh, going into Stan, and then I was like, dude, why are they so good? And then next thing you know, like they're like top five, they're like always in the top five. I was like, man, that was kind of weird. But yeah, who's your conference winner from the ACC?
Miami.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you three.
Well, I'm picking Miami over Clemson. I'll say that.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Dude, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Just give me Pitt. I'm not even gonna give you three teams.
I'm gonna go make a bold prediction here. Player of the year in the ACC is gonna be Damian Martinez.
Dude, I know Cristobal's an O-line guy. All this trenches that. Their defensive line looks like they're an
Even
SEC.
if they aren't that very good, like if they don't live up to it, still think Martinez is gonna have a great year.
Yeah, but just know I will be obnoxious if Florida beats Miami week one.
Yeah, but then Miami rattles off 10 straight and we're fine.
Yeah, then Miami loses to Virginia Tech. They lose against Cal. But yeah, that's the ACC for you guys. I think these two conferences that we did today, I think they're the two most up in the air.
Yeah, they're not as clear cut.
I don't think they're as clear cut. Even though it seems like this consensus is Florida State, Clemson, or Miami coming out of the ACC.
Yeah.
I think that's just the mainstream media not realizing what Narduzzi's doing down there in Pitt.
Or they just have three wins last year.
I just. We'll see how this season plays out, but it's gonna be good. It's gonna be real good. But yeah, that's gonna wrap up our ACC talk. Week zero talk a little bit in there. I don't know how we're gonna structure our game weeks going forward. I don't know how we're gonna do that yet. But
Probably Monday.
yeah, Monday for preview.
Monday recap, Tuesday preview.
Yeah, we'll solidify that. Hopefully, we have our YouTube and stuff up. It's just I was having problems like whenever I would do a recording, like Sam's audio wasn't coming through for some reason. Like I could hear him, but whenever the recording, like his audio just wasn't coming through. So we gotta get that figured out. And yeah, college football is officially here. It is game week for a couple teams, and yeah, it's time to strap up.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yep, and I guess we will see you guys next week.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, and maybe, yeah. And
Well, Monday there'll only be one episode because there's not
yeah,
really much to
maybe
recap.
Monday you want to do, well, do you want to do
Cut.
an episode of Giving Your Futures?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So maybe we'll bang out two episodes next week, but
It wouldn't be a
that's,
long episode. It would be like 20 minutes.
yep, that's all we got here from Ball, Sticks, and Fist, and we'll see you next week.